All right, guys, welcome back to another Coffee with Gigi, but it's just gonna be me today. No Camera Thunder today in the building, but it's all good. We're gonna have more episodes with him, especially coming up with season 3. We're gonna do a little bit things differently. We're gonna add more segments to it. We're gonna talk about like music, cars, like basically like what we're in the scene with, and you know, put it on a different type of note. Even though, like, I mean, we're still gonna give you guys advice, you know, about like whatever the fuck y'all are going through, whatever we're going through, we're still gonna do all of that, you know. We're still gonna keep like a little bit of Coffee with Gigi still. The name might change, guys. I don't know, maybe not, IDK, but you know, I don't know. But shout out to all my fucking listeners, for real. I love you guys, especially everybody here in the United States. You know, thank you for listening. People in the Netherlands, Switzerland, Mexico, India, Spain. Where else? I forgot. I know there's like so many other people from around the world that listen to me, and I appreciate you guys so much, and thank you. Thank you. I'm honestly like super touched that you guys actually sit here and listen to my podcast, even though like I'm really not consistent with this, and I am so sorry. Like I said before, I really do need to stop bullshitting and actually be consistent with this, but that's why I'm trying to make things different again and actually get more segments on, get other people involved as well, like not just me and my husband but other people. But what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, I guess for me, is my healing journey. You know, I haven't really, I mean, I've talked about it here and there, but not like overall my healing journey. You know, going on this healing journey and getting kind of like pushed into it, I was just really like skeptical, really like scared, I guess. And I was just like, damn, like, okay, like, I don't know, like, I was just really scared, really skeptical, really like, fuck, like, you know, am I gonna, like, I don't, like, I guess I was like suppressing a lot of trauma that I've gone through since my childhood and being a teen and then being a young adult. So it was just a lot of traumatizing fucking shit that I had to work through and still working through till this day. Like, you know, like, I'm not fucking perfect. I'm never gonna be perfect, you know, and but I do want to be a better version of myself and stuff. So it was just really like not knowing the unknown and being uncomfortable, which is like weird to me or whatever. But honestly, I'm glad I got like pushed into it. And, you know, I just learned a lot of shit about myself and learned a lot of like all the fucking emotions I've suppressed from these like traumatic ass events. And I'm just like, whoa, I didn't believe like people could suppress their feelings like that. Like, I would be like, nah, like, they're tripping. Like, no, you know? But once you go on the healing journey and stuff, you learn, like, that shit is for real. Like, these people really do know what the fuck they're talking about. Like, they don't, you know what I mean? But, I mean, because, you know, like, some people don't really think psychologists or therapists or whatever the fuck you want to call them, like, really know what the fuck they're talking about or whatever. They think it's a bunch of shit, like bunch of bullshit, right? But no, like, I'm gonna tell you that right now. No, and that is a motherfucking lie. Like, they know what the fuck they're talking about. They know like what each individual kind of needs or the direction they need to go in and like talk about their shit or whatever. But, you know, I mean, like, I'm not gonna cap, like, you know, I've talked to professionals before and stuff like that. So, like, you know, just going on this journey, I just really figured out, like, a bunch of shit about myself, you know, like, I had to, like, you know, fix a lot of shit within myself, and it was, like, scary, real emotional, like, not gonna lie, like, I've cried so many times, so many fucking times through this journey. I've gotten, you know, angry, I've gotten real happy, like, you know, it's just all these emotions that come up when you're healing yourself. And I've learned to be more gentle with people, more gentle with myself, and being more patient with people and being patient with myself as well, but also learning how to create those boundaries with people as well, you know, like within friendships, relationships, you know, being a parent and all that. So, like, it's just a good feeling when you can sit there, reevaluate what you have to fix and seeking how to fix it, you know, because some people don't know how to fix it or fix the problem or, like, don't even know where to start, right? So it's just, you know, actually not being scared to actually ask for the help and then ask, like, okay, well, how do I go about this, you know? And, you know, just going through all that shit, it's gone really better for me, not gonna lie. I feel like my old self again, like, really, like, honestly, like, before I got pregnant and all that, like, probably, like, you know, my old self, like, before I got pregnant, I feel like me again, like, really me, because when I got pregnant, you know, things were changing, whatever, and I didn't feel like myself anymore. I didn't, you know, I felt a little lost, and then, you know, when I had my son, I was like, oh, I'm a new mom, like, you know, this is me now. But then also figuring out, like, okay, maybe I'm still a little bit lost. Like, maybe, you know, I'm trying to get back to being, like, who I was. Like, learning about myself and, you know, learning how to get back to that. Not get back to that version of myself, but get back to, like, me. You know, the things that I liked and stuff like that. And not being so consumed with being a parent or like, getting into, like, relationships and shit like that. Like, I was just really trying to, like, figure out, like, who the fuck I was again. And honestly, like, going through all of this, like, I really do feel like myself before, like, the trauma, right? And I'm not saying, like, high school me or whatever. I meant to say, like, childhood me before the trauma hit in the childhood. So, you know, like, I feel happier, and that's just really cool because, you know, I had a lot of fucking negative ass people around me growing up, you know, having friendships that were fucking negative as fuck too. And, you know, and growing up as an adult too, like, just, I just had all this negativity around me, and I decided I didn't want that anymore. Like, I just don't want it anymore. I don't want it, you know? And I was like, you know what? No. Like, I'm fucking done with this shit. Like, I'm done with all this negative ass fucking energy, these negative ass people, you know? I'm good. Like, I'm okay. Like, I'm not that type of person to be fucking negative. Like, I'm a really positive person. Even if I'm going through something, I still try to look at the brighter side of things, right? Because that's how you have to look at life and look at obstacles. Like, you know what? Okay, I'm going through this, but what's the brighter side of it? You know, like, how can I change my fucking mindset even though I'm going through this fucked up shit right now? But I'm gonna try and, like, be elevated more than, and not even, like, you know, sweat it, like, whatever, you know? And honestly, it's, like, it's real hard to do, like, trying to do that and trying to be like that, you know? And for me, I was never like that. Like, I was never like, oh, look at the brighter side. I was always like, who the fuck we gonna fuck up? Like, who wanna fight? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was me. Like, you know, I would be like, well, what's up? Like, you wanna fight or what? You know, like, I was always wanting to be negative too, in negative situations. I would be negative too, instead of, you know what, okay, let's switch the perspective, like, whatever, okay, you know. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, don't get it twisted, like, sometimes that side of me still comes out, you know, like, I wanna, like, fuck you up, like, let's fight, like, you know, like, I'd be like, oof, maybe people really be testing me. But I'd be like, you know what, I'm above that, I'm older now, like, I'm healing, and it feels amazing, and I'm not gonna let negative ass people that haven't healed themselves and projecting on their fucking issues onto whoever they can, and I'm not gonna let those people take away that from me, you know. And I'm gonna stand in my truth, in my power, and, you know, just, like, ooh, how do I say this, like, just, like, you know, just, like, be, you know, be present and shit. And it's pretty cool, like, not gonna cap, you know. And I just learned, like, a lot going through what I went through. And, you know, people are gonna play or hate, I don't give a fuck, they could talk shit, I don't care. But honestly, y'all know me, I'm with the fucking truth, and I own up to my fucking shit and all of that, and I don't give a fuck, you know. Like, I know I talked about whenever, like, I got arrested or whatever, and this whole fucking shit happened between me and my mom and my husband and then my baby daddy and all that shit. And he tried to use that shit in court, which was, like, stupid as fuck. Like, wasn't even talking about you, bro, like, get the fuck, like, you know. But anyways, we not gonna talk about no negative ass motherfucker, but yeah, we just not gonna talk about that. But anyways, like, I'm just, like, real open about all my shit, you know, and I stand on my shit, and I'll, like, you know, yeah, like, I'll stand on my shit, and I'll fucking, like, you know, own up to my shit too. Like, I'll take accountability. But what I've noticed lately is a lot of people, they don't really know how to take accountability, or they don't want to take accountability for anything, and they try to, you know, like, project that shit onto somebody else, like, or turn the tables and, like, oh, you know, it's your fault, whatever, right? And it's like, no, you know, like, you can't do that. Like, you have to know when you're in the fucking wrong. You know what I mean? And a lot of people can't take that heat. So, it just, like, now that I'm, like, on my healing journey, I can literally, like, sit back and look at people and, like, really observe. I mean, because, like, I'm always observant. Like, if you've ever met me, or if you've ever really, like, hung out with me and you really fucking know me, you know, I'll go in and meet new people, right? I'll be like, you know, like, friendly and shit, right? Cool, whatever. But I'm quiet. You know, like, I listen and I observe and I read body language. I read the energy in the room. Like, you know, like they say, women are really in tune with their intuition. And I'm really in tune with my intuition. Like, I can tell when somebody gives me bad vibes, or I can tell when somebody's, like, not good for me and all that, right? Or, like, good for somebody. I guess I don't take my own advice when I do that. And, you know, trauma, whatever, right? But that's another thing, another topic to talk about later. But I could tell when somebody's giving bad energy, or just, like, you know, like, just, like, you know, just, it's just, like, a negative thing, right? And I can tell that by just observing them talking, you know. And the more that you talk, the more that you reveal about yourself, right? So, you know, it's kind of like, well, fuck, like, okay, like, this person's this way, da, 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 you know. And, like, I just really sat here and observed a lot of shit lately, And it's just real cool that I could do that and just sit there and be like, oh, okay, you know, like, I'm observing these people. Like, I just want to know if, like, I can have them in my space, especially on this, like, journey that I'm doing. Because, you know, like, I went through some fucked up shit, bro. Like, I went through some fucked up shit. And, you know, I took accountability for my part, right? But other people need to take accountability for theirs, which they haven't. Till this day, they haven't. And it's okay. And I've come to terms, like, my mom isn't gonna, you know, ever apologize or ever, like, take accountability for what she did. And also, like, for the other people involved in the situation, they're just never gonna take accountability. And I'm okay with that. Like, I came to terms with, I was just like, whatever, it is what it is. Whatever, right? But that's why I put those boundaries, like I was saying, that's why I put those boundaries up with people, you know? Because it's like, at a certain point, you gotta learn how to put boundaries with people, because then they'll step all over you, you know, and think like you're gonna be there for them 24/7, you're gonna drop everything that they do, like, you do for them, and, like, you know, all this, like, crazy ass shit that people, like, just want from you, you know. And that's not a good, like, mindset to be in, like, or not, well, yeah, mindset, and, like, it's not a good situation to be in, you know. And so, you know, you really just got to sit there and observe the people that you're around too, and you know, put those boundaries up for yourself, because it's not bad, you know. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, like, I can't fuck with you because you put up a boundary, right? And you're just like, whoa, bro, like, if you really fuck with me and you respect me the way you say you respect me, and, you know, all this extra shit, when I put boundaries, you know, you don't want to respect them, but you supposedly respect me. That doesn't make any sense. You kind of contradict yourself at the end of the day. And in all reality, that's how people think. Like, people think ass backwards now. Like, it's just real fucking weird. Like, I don't understand it, you know. I guess because I was raised with common sense, and a lot of people nowadays don't have common sense, which is like really surprising to me. Like, I would really think people would have a little bit of common sense or comprehend some situations, you know. But, like, on your healing journey, you see, like, a lot of people don't have common sense. A lot of people don't understand or don't want to comprehend or just don't know how to comprehend. And it's just real sad that those skills are not taught, you know. And that's what I'm trying to teach my son, is, you know, to have a healthy mindset, you know, to have, you know, boundaries. Even with me, he can have boundaries, you know, because sometimes parents do cross boundaries, you know what I mean? So it's like, have your boundaries, you know, and be respectful at the end of the day too. Like, you know, that's number one. And, you know, like, it's creating that bond with your kid, you know, to know, like, you're raising somebody that's gonna have common sense, that's gonna have, you know, how, what, or know how to create those healthy boundaries and stuff, and learn how to, like, have a kid that knows how to talk to people, you know. Because sometimes, and, you know, I go for myself too, sometimes I don't know how to talk to people, you know what I mean? And in the sense of, like, the way I respond to people. Sometimes, like, my husband will be like, well, why did you say it like that? Or, like, look at how your body language is in it. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't even know I was doing that until he called me out on it. And I was like, oh, my bad. Like, I didn't mean it like that. Like, I meant it this way. But if I'm showing it this way, like, oh, shit, let me correct it, you know? And I love that he, like, calls me out on shit that's, like, not right. And, you know, he tells me, like, hey, baby, like, you need to, you know, you need to reevaluate that, like, fix it. Or, like, hey, baby, maybe there's a different way you could do this, you know. And it's awesome, especially when you're on the healing journey, to get that constructive criticism, you know, and not take it personal, But take it as like, okay, my significant's letting me know something that is fucking with his boundaries or whatever, you know? And you're like, okay, well, let me take a step back, reevaluate, and try to, you know, do it a different way, or maybe not do it at all anymore, you know? So honestly, I guess like, you know, I don't know, like I read something today and it was like, fuck, I totally forgot. Hold on. Damn it. Oh, it was such a good quote too. Oh, it's like, it was talking about how, people or that person thought like communication was key, but it's really not. It's actually comprehension. So like understanding what that other person is wanting or what that other person is saying, you know? And a lot of people don't comprehend what somebody else is like doing or like saying or whatever, you know? And that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Like if you don't understand, but when you don't understand, ask those questions. And like, you know, like they say in school, like there's no stupid answer. There's no stupid question. I'm so sorry. I swear, like, my mind be, like, going. Like, my mind is, like, my thoughts are faster than how I'm talking, I guess. Or I'm talking faster than I'm thinking. I don't know. Whatever. You know what the fuck I mean. I'm fucking funny as fuck. But, yeah, like, you know what I mean? So, reflecting back on all the lessons that I've learned in my life and, like, coming here and healing, too. And, I mean, honestly, the healing journey is lonely. Like, I'm not even gonna cap on that either. Like, it's lonely, you know? And you feel, like you feel sad, okay? I'm gonna get very vulnerable with y'all right now. Like, you feel very sad, you know? And, like, but it's like a good sad because it's like you're putting that old version of yourself, like you're laying that to rest, you know, and you're evolving into a different level in your life. And like that's truly, truly fucking amazing. And it's like bittersweet because it's like, damn, like, you know, I'm losing that part of myself, but I'm gaining something way better. And you know, that's how I've been, like, feeling lately. I'm sorry, I'm getting, like, teary-eyed and, like, real vulnerable here. And, you know, I just felt very lonely. And it just, yeah, you know, you're gonna feel lonely. I mean, you're gonna have some days where you're just, like, you know, like, oh fuck, like it's hard, you know? But it's okay. Like, it's really okay. Like, you only get like that because like you're healing and you're stepping into this new version of yourself. So it's like bittersweet because it's like, damn, you know? But then you're like, it's all good. Like, I'm ready to step into this next version, you know? And, you know, like, I'm ready to step into that next version of myself, you know? And I'm ready to be in the power of me being fucking amazing and fucking healthy and really reaching my true fucking potential because I know what the fuck I bring to the table. I know what the fuck I can do. Like, I can do amazing fucking things, you know? And, you know, just being a stronger version of myself. And that's fucking awesome because, you know, at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what anybody fucking thinks because at the end of the day, I know deep down inside and I know who I pray, like I pray to my gods. They know who the fuck I am deep down inside of myself. And I know that I'm a real, like, you know, I know who I am, you know, and don't let, like, on this journey, don't get too, like, don't just, like, I guess sit there and in that loneliness and get consumed by it. You know what I mean? Like, feel that loneliness for a little bit, sit in it, you know, and then just let it go. You know what I mean? Like, some things in life, you just gotta let it go. And it's gonna be okay. You're gonna be fine. You know? And I know I sound like every other person that talks about this shit. But I'm truly, like, for real telling you, like, straight up. Because, like, I'm still going through the journey, you know? What I'm telling you is how... Maybe you're gonna feel like it. Maybe you're not. I don't know. Like, people are different, right? But either way, you're gonna have some sense of this, you know? And... you know, the people that I'm around now are truly fucking amazing. They're like my fucking family. I love them. And, you know, for a long time, I was really, like, skeptical about, like, making friends and, like, doing a lot of shit, right? Like, making friends, having those friendships, right? I was just real, like, real fucked up in the head about that type of shit because of what happened, right? And... you know, I was just like, I wasn't ready. And like I told my husband, I was like, Lily, hold up. I was like, you can have friends. Like, you can have friends. I don't care. I'm like, but for me right now, I don't want to have friends. I don't want to deal with people right now because I'm not me and I'm not in the space to do that, you know? And I was like, you know, you do what you gotta do for you, you know? And I was like, but let me do what I gotta do for me. And this is a journey that I have to take by myself, unfortunately. And, you know, and it worked out. And, you know, me, like, getting to know these people and kind of opening up to them a little bit, you know, it really helped to know the different dynamic that I have now. And you know, it's just it's fucking live, you know? Like, I'm like, oh shit, like, you know, I'm really not scared to talk to people or make friendships anymore. Like, I'm past that phase. Like, I did what I had to do, and now look at me. Like, I'm getting back into my groove. I'm getting back to, like, being who I was before all the trauma type shit. You know, like, so it's just amazing, you know, to feel like that. And, you know, like, I try to teach my son that too, you know, his little journey that he's going through. And I know he has a little bit of trauma and stuff. And I'm trying to help him work through that, you know, professionally as well. Like, I just want my future kids to be good. Even though, like, they can have the happiest home, but talking to somebody really helps, you know? Somebody that's not, like, gonna, you know, be a yes man type shit. Like, somebody that knows you. It needs to be somebody that doesn't fucking know you so they can, like, you know, tell you your shit, you know? And it's just, like, you know, it's just, like, awesome because I feel like a lot of people should help their kids go, you know, heal them, you know, with anything. Like, anything can happen to kids, you know? Like, we forget that we were kids once, and we, like, we forget how we used to be as children, right? And, like, for me, I guess I haven't forgot how I was when I was a child, or when I was a preteen, teenager, and young adult, right? So, you know, that's why I guess when... like, I had a really close group of friends. I wasn't really that judgmental or anything like that. Like, I was that friend that was like, you could tell me whatever the fuck, I'ma listen to you. And then I'ma ask you, like, alright, do you want me to, like, give you the real? Or do you want me to just be a yes man and tell you what the fuck you want to hear, right? But 9 times out of 10... I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you what the fuck you need to hear because it's going to hurt. But I'd rather it hurt from somebody like me that you're close to instead of like a fucking stranger, right? Because when it's a stranger, it hits hard. It's like, well, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck are you? Like, you don't know me, you know? But if it comes from somebody, you're like, damn, bro, like, fuck you, I'm mad at you. But, like, yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? So, you know, like, how can I say this? Like, I'm a real fucking cool person, bro. Like, I'm really chill. I'm really laid back. I really don't even, like, try to fucking argue with people or, like, do any of that shit. But, like, don't get it fucking twisted. Like, if you fuck with me, you know what I mean? Like, in like, a bad way, like, you start trying to throw shade. You start trying to, like, do all this extra shit. Like, I'm gonna call you out and be like, well, like, what's your problem, you know? And stuff like that. But, like, you know, like, it's just, I was just that type of person. Like, I guess you could say, like, the therapist of the group, which I have no idea how I became the therapist of the group, because I felt like I didn't even have my fucking shit together on the cool. You know what I mean? So I was like, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. But yeah, like, I would tell my, you know, friends a bunch of shit, you know? Like, I guess out of my, like, little friend group, I was the one that, well, like, okay. Well, yeah, like, I guess me and my best friend, like, I was the one that had the kid first or whatever. But I always told her, like, hey, chill, like, you know, live your life first, bro. Find somebody that you know, for real love. Like, you for real love, or you gonna marry or whatever and have kids. Like, wait for that shit. You know what I mean? And you know, like, that's live as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, that's dope. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's pretty cool. I would like tell them, you know, like, for real, like, just fucking, like, do it the right way. Don't do it the wrong way. And I'm not saying, like, it's the wrong way, you know, like, because I was a single mom and all that, and I found my husband, right? But I'm just saying, like, when you do it like that, like, it does kind of have, like, a little trauma tied to it. You know, not all the time. Maybe some more than others. But, you get what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to down it because I lived through it. I'm just saying, like, sometimes that's, you know, the truth, the reality of it, right? So, you know, like, I always tell my friends, like, when they're over there looking for love and shit, I'm just like, yo, like, chill, like, just chill the fuck out, bro. Like, just do you, have fun. And I don't mean do you, like, go be a fucking hoe and go fuck whatever the fuck. No, like, I'm not talking about that. I'm like, do you as in, like, go do things that you want to go fucking do. Like, date your fucking self. You know what I mean? And figure out what the fuck you want. You know what I mean? And, like, I would tell that to my people. Or, like, you know, when they would say, like, some other shit, like, they have a conflict with a friend or whatever, I'm like, well, just sit there and talk to them, bro. Like, I don't get why in this generation we can't fucking sit down and have a conversation with people without it getting, like, without, like, getting all riled up and shit. Like, I just feel like if I have a conflict with a friend, I should be able to sit down with you, talk to you like a grown-ass motherfucking adult, and we come to a conclusion, or we come to a compromise, or we agree to disagree, whatever the fuck, right? And whatever, right? But what I've learned is, like, you can do that with certain people, you know, because you have to look at certain people, like, how they are, like, you know, like, is this person gonna take it like a, like, if we were in high school, or is this person gonna take it like we're actually a grown adult, you know? So you really just gotta, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, really just gotta study people while you're in your healing journey. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like dating, where, you know, where you're just, like, feeling out people, and you're just like, oh, nah, like, no. And it's the same thing with, like, friendships, you know, like, you just gotta observe and sit back, study people, see how they are, like, you know. And I learned that because of my husband, too. Like, he taught me that, too. Woo! Had a sneeze. Oh, bless me, and I'm already blessed. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm blessed as fuck, dude. I think thank God, thank my gods every fucking day, all the time, that I'm good, healthy, happy, fucking, I feel like I'm fucking thriving because I'm doing the work that I need to do. But yeah, like, just, you know, you just gotta, like, just chill, observe people, listen, and you just gonna see the vibe. And when I say see the vibe, I actually mean, like, sometimes some people really do know what the energy is like and how people bring bad shit into the thing and all that. So it's just like, you know, you just have to be really, like, well, like, spiritually in tune with yourself and your feelings and about healing, and do your research, whatever the fuck you need to research. Like, I'm just saying, like, going through all this shit is alive as fuck because this was needed, you know? Like, me getting healed was needed because of all the fucking shit that I went through, right? And just coming back to who the fuck I was before all that shit, right? And I'm finally feeling like my old, not my old self, but like myself again. And, you know, it's just, it's life. It's just life to feel that relief of like, oh shit, okay, like, whoa, I'm me again. Like, okay. It's like you lose a part of yourself, but you find a new part of yourself, and it just feels amazing. And, you know, I know a lot of people are like, well, what the fuck? Da, 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 da. And it's just like, bruh. Like, yeah, it's gonna be some shit, but it's worth it at the end of the day, because I feel like a lot of people aren't healed. A lot of people still carry around trauma, baggage, and all of that. And, you know, it's not a good look. It's not saying like it's not a good look, but I'm saying like it's not good to have all of that, you know? And because then, like, once you start doing all that shit, like, you start fucking bleeding on people that you don't even mean to bleed on, right? So it's like, it's fucked up and it's selfish of you to not heal yourself, and then you're gonna go fuck some other person up, you know what I mean? Because of your fucking traumas, and you're gonna give them traumas. So it's like, stop it right here so it doesn't continue to spread like a fucking disease. And also, people have to understand, like, you know, stick to what you fucking stand for, because right now, here in this fucking world, everything is turning into fucking shit, okay? Like, people have weird ideologies and all this crazy ass shit, and I don't fucking agree with. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know, I just feel like there ain't no common sense in this world no more. Like, people are all like running around with their fucking heads chopped off like they're fucking chickens, and I'm just like, whoa, hold on, what the fuck? Like, it, like, blows your, like, breath away. Like, what the fuck? Like, and not a good way either. Like, it's a bad, like, what the fuck? Like, hold on. You know, because I, like, hear a lot of horror stories about the dating scene and all that. And I'm just like, oh, no. Like, I am so happy I found my husband. I'm truly, truly happy about that shit. But, yeah. And then also, like, man, don't even, like, while you're on your healing journey, don't even fucking care about the fucking haters, bro. Don't even give a fuck about that. Like, because they're hating. That's an evil feeling. You know, they're being envious. They're being jealous. They're being whatever the fuck feelings they have about themselves they're trying to project on you. And nobody has time for that. So, like, don't even pay attention to that shit. Like, trust me, I've been stalked. I've been having, like, people make fake fucking police reports and fucking making calls and shit, and, like, making fake social media shit about me. And, I mean, you know, like, does it get to me? You know, yeah, of course it does, because it's like, well, damn, bro, like, why is all this being needed? Like, you know, like, I'm at an age, you know, where I'm like, yo, I'm 27, man. Ain't nobody got time for that shit. We're not in high school. Quit doing high school shit. That's high school shit, okay? If you gotta make a fake fucking profile, one, you're weird as fuck. That's stalker fucking vibes. Two, like, you're just, like, real evil, weird person. And nothing good is gonna come about it because karma's a bitch. And karma don't fucking miss. You know what I mean? Because I do believe in that. Like, if you put bad juju out in the world, you're gonna get bad juju back. If you put good juju in the world, you're gonna get good shit back. You know, like, you're gonna get good blessings back. If you put bad shit out there, you're gonna get bad shit back. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like that saying where, like, well, if you ask a stupid question, you're gonna get a stupid answer type of shit. So it's the same thing. But, you know, like I said, like, don't even face that shit, bro. Like, it is what it is. Like, I just came to terms, like, I'm always gonna have haters, but I embrace them because they're my number one fans. They keep up with my life. Like, it's cool. You know, like, I have fans. Like, that's awesome. To me, that's cool. Like, my haters are my fans because, like, they really be checking up on me. Like, okay, hey, how you doing? But I try to see, like, that I try to spin it into a positive thing, you know. So I try to shift my mentality. I mean, is it hard? Hell yeah, it's fucking hard. Trust me, it's fucking hard. But I'm strong. I'm a strong ass bitch, and that's what people forget. Like, I'm a strong ass bitch. Yeah, okay, whatever. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. But at the end of the day, like, I ain't gonna pay no fucking mind to that shit. I'm not. You feel me? So, yeah. I guess I'm trying to think of the positive about a lot of shit. I mean, because, like, all that shit, like, yeah, you know, people are like, well, why don't you go the legal route, whatever. Like, I've tried, bro. I've tried. But ain't nobody trying to help. So, it's like, all right, whatever, man. It is what it is. I don't care. But, I mean, it's not that I don't care, but it's like, I care, but, like, I can't do nothing. So, it's like, whatever, you know? Like, just, yeah. But, you know, guys, it's just, I just wanted to come on here, let you guys know that. And let you guys know, like, about my healing journey. I love it, and I'm glad I'm going on it. And I'm just real, real happy to see what my outcome is after all of this. And I feel like it's a good outcome for me, for my husband, and for my son. And I just feel like my relationships and my connections are going to be a bit more stronger and a bit more, like, like, I guess more like they leveled up type of thing, you know? And it's all good, bro. Like, I'ma manifest my whole shit that I want, and it's gonna fucking happen because I've been taking steps towards all of this, and I've really reached some goals, and I'm helping a lot of people reach their goals, and it's just cool to help people reach their shit, and then they're gonna help you reach your shit. It's awesome. So while you're on this healing journey, yeah, you're gonna have a lot of people that you're gonna cut the fuck off. You're gonna have a lot of people that you're gonna fall off with. You're gonna have a lot of heartbreaks, and it's okay, you know, it's fine. Like, obviously, like they say, like, if you believe in God, you know, they say God exposes, like, the people that you don't really need in your life. He takes them away, and that's technically what happens, you know. So I'm not really religious like that. I'm more like spiritual type shit, you know, like, I believe in, like, spiritual connections and stuff like that. But yeah, if you believe in your religion, cool. Like, whoever the fuck you believe in, they expose the people that aren't supposed to be there for you, the, you know, people that are snakes and all that. So just, you know, just enjoy the fucking ride. And I know it's frustrating, I know it gets hectic and all that, but you will make it through, trust me. That light you see at the end of the fucking tunnel, you gonna go through that shit, I promise you. And Yeah, and I mean, like, yeah, do that whole, like, shadow book from TikTok. Like, that book is real, like, that shit got some, like, some sauce in that bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I never thought that I would, like, get something like that. And it was, like, super knowledgeable. And, like, you had a good understanding of, like, what you needed to do your shadow work, right? Because not a lot of people talk about, like, the shadow work shit. But the shadow work is, like, damn, like, for real, you know, like, it makes you question a lot of shit, and, like, that's fucking crazy, because I'm, like, what the fuck, like, that's so cool, you know, and, yeah, it's wild, it's fucking wild, so, but, yeah, like, you know, do the shadow work on yourself, because it really does help, it does, not gonna lie, but, yeah, check out that book from TikTok that everybody's talking about, the shadow work and shit. Like, for real, buy it, go on the journey, do it, and, you know, that's live as fuck. Just do it. I recommend going on the healing journey and doing that. But, yeah, and I mean, this might be my last one, my last podcast right now. Like, because, like I said, I want to, like, incorporate a lot more shit. Like, put more segments on here and not just, like, what I'm going through or what we're talking about or whatever. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I was like, who was, like, coming up behind me? But, yeah, I want to, like, do all that. Like, get more people on the pod. Like, my little crew that I hang out with, do segments, like, musical wise, and, like, we're, you know, like, some other shit, but, like, you know, I really want to plan this out really, really good for you guys, and I do really want to start recording as well, so, like, you guys can see, like, all of us and all that, you know, like, typical podcast, I guess, but, yeah, you know, and I really want to, like, interact with you guys, and I want to fucking, like, you know, hear what y'all have to say, and, like, tell me, like, give me feedback, like, y'all don't be scared to give me feedback, you know what I mean, like, even if it's good or negative, like, I don't care, like, I just want to know, like, if y'all are really, like, into this, or if there's something that y'all want us to talk about, or if there's a different thing you want us to do, like, I'm down with it, you know, but, yeah, y'all let me know, because I'm ready, and I mean, I might do a little bit here and there, but they're probably gonna be, like, really, really short, so just, like updates to, like, season 3 or whatever, but I mean, I might do 2 more pods, honestly, and then do season 3, but yeah, like, you know, I'm down, but yeah, you guys let me know, y'all check it out. I mean, I think I have everything linked on every, like, platform, like, the Instagram page and stuff like that for Coffee with Gigi, and y'all can interact with me through there, and yeah, and I mean, I might make a TikTok of Coffee with Gigi too, so, like, who knows, you know, like, I don't know, but we gonna end the pod, we gonna end Coffee with Gigi. I love you guys, I love you, I love the listeners. You know, you guys stay blessed. I hope and pray that you guys are doing fucking well. And, you know, peace out, guys. I love y'all. Deuces.